redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, Donald Trump's hosting his Ukrainian counterpart in Florida for talks on a peace plan to end the war with Russia. The US president, who earlier had what he called a very productive phone call with Vladimir Putin, says he believes there are the makings of a deal. He spoke briefly as he went into the meeting.
We'll see what happens, but I believe it's a war that we have two willing parties, we have two willing countries that want to see it end. Look, the people of Ukraine want it to end, and the people of Russia want.
An investigation's underway into the cause of a house fire in Kent in which a child died. Another was taken to hospital after crews were called to the Ham Street area of Ashford this morning. The Conservatives have called for democracy activist Alaa Abdel Fattah to be stripped of his UK citizenship. The Prime Minister welcomed his return after his release from an Egyptian prison, but the Tories say historical tweets prove he holds extremist views. French President Emmanuel Macron has described Brigitte Bardot as a legend of the century. The film star and 1960s sex symbol has died at the age of 91. She gave up acting at the age of 39 in order to devote her life to animal rights. In sport, and Sunderland were held to a 1-1 draw at home by Leeds as they missed the chance to go fifth in the Premier League. Dominic Calvert-Lewin's second-half equaliser denied the hosts all 3 points, and manager Regis Labrie says the busy festive schedule took its toll in the end.
We had the opportunity to score the second goal, and I think maybe it would have changed the dynamic of the game. They changed their shape, and we struggled a bit to find our references defensively and offensively, which I think is normal.
Meanwhile, Leeds are now 7 points clear of the relegation zone, and Tottenham claimed a 1-0 win at Crystal Palace. And two-time winner Gary Anderson is into the last 16 of the PDC World Darts Championship after a thrilling 4-3 victory over Jermaine Watamena. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw.
Classic blues tracks for your Sunday evening.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Well, it's just a few minutes past 10 on a Sunday evening. Hope you had a really great Christmas and are not suffering too much with overindulgence. And are ready to relax a little now with the best of the blues right here on your local station, Red Kite Radio. I'm Graham Andrews, and this is my last Breakaway Blues Show of 2025, and I've got some good stuff coming up over the next hour. Starting off with a track that I found on a compilation album entitled Wine, Women and Whiskey. It's from a band called Blodwyn Pig, featuring Welsh guitarist Mick Abrahams. The band was formed in 1969, but they only stayed together for a little over a year. But after the split, Mick did record and tour with the band from time to time. On one of their reunions in the 80s, the band recorded a track, The River's Invitation.
Don't find your baby. Come and make your home with me. know she's still alive. Someday I'm gonna find her and I'll take her for my bride. We'll make our home together in our home beneath the tide. Beneath the tide.
Red Kite Radio, real local radio.
Too young to die. Don't get the door, it's the man from the bank. He wants my house, but I won't give it back. Here come the vultures as I'm starting to fly. I'm too scared to live, but I'm too broke to die. To live, 'cause I ain't got the wealth.
song for you there from one of my favourite rock bands, Thunder, with the funky blues rock Too Scared to Live, from their 1995 album Behind Closed Doors. The band were formed in London in 1989 by vocalist Danny Bowes and his friend and guitar player Luke Morley. Their first album, Backstreet Symphony, released in 1990, was fundamentally a collection of hard rock material. Over the years since the 90s, however, the band has drawn ever increasingly on the blues. Well, I'm sure that most of you, like me, heard the sad news last week of the passing of Chris Rea. Over the last couple of years, we've listened to many of his songs on past shows. Indeed, only last week, if you were listening, you heard him on my Christmas show. He was, without doubt, one of the most popular UK singer-songwriters of the late 80s, with albums that included bestsellers such as Wired to the Moon, Auberge, and probably his biggest, Road to Hell. Not particularly renowned as a blues musician in the true sense of the word, his distinctive husky voice and slide guitar technique were perfect for the blues. So as a tribute to Chris, a track from his 2011 album Santo Spirito Blues. The recording features an entire collection of really nice blues material, including this one, Never Tie Me Down.
I said, oh.
best of the blues.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Sound there of the keyboards of Booker T with Lonely Avenue. Booker T and the MGs were originally formed as the house band for Stax Records in 1962, purely to provide backing music for many well-known artists of the time. But their real breakthrough came with the release of their hit Green Onions. The band was made up of teenager Booker T. Jones, guitarist Steve Cropper, with bassist Louis Steinberg and drummer Al Jackson. Apart from Green Onions, they produced some great tracks, including that one. Well, let's take a quick break, but back in a couple of minutes with one from Scottish-born Maggie Bell. Maggie began singing in her mid-teens when she left school to follow her dream of a career in music. Shortly after that, she was introduced to Leslie Harvey, and she subsequently joined Leslie's band, The Power of Music, which was later renamed Stone the Crows. Maggie first came to public attention with a theme for the 70s TV series Taggart. Her raw blues delivery gives all of her songs a real gritty feel, which is perfect for her superb cover version of the Free song, Wishing Well.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Get ready to turn back the clock every Tuesday night from 7pm with the 90s Rewind Show with me, Daniel Ashman, only on Red Kite Radio 107.2. From Britpop to dance anthems, from R&B jams to alternative rock, I've got your favourite 90s anthems covered. Relive the magic of a decade that defined music, culture and style. Join us for the ultimate throwback every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on Redcoat Radio 107.2. It's the ultimate blast from the past. Don't miss it.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
born Connie Curtis Creighton, better known as Pee Wee Creighton there, with his instrumental Blues After Hours, taking us right back to 1948. Pee Wee began by absorbing the music of T-Bone Walker, but he soon developed his own unique style. In the 50s, he and his orchestra performed at many well-known blues and jazz festivals on the west coast of the US, together with other popular artists such as Lionel Hampton and Dinah Washington. Well, here's a track now from a guy that I always thought was an actor. I say actor, but it's actually Steven Seagal. That's right, the martial arts master in the film Under Siege. The track's from his 2006 EP Somewhere in Between. I never realised that the hard man of a series of rather dubious martial arts movies is actually a very accomplished blues guitar player. He's been playing and recording blues with his own band since 2005. So take a listen to Steven with the rather gospel-influenced Shake.
Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Texas. All of the telephone lines are down. And I've been trying to call my baby. Lord, and I can't get a single sound.
Track from the one and only Stevie Ray Vaughan's first album with Double Trouble, Texas Flood. Stevie was one of the most influential guitarists in the revival of the blues in the 80s, but sadly his short-lived recording career lasted only 7 years. Born and raised in Dallas, he played with various bands on the Texas blues scene in his teens, before finally forming his own band Triple Threat Review, quickly renaming it to Double Trouble. Okay, it's time for another break, but back in a short while with a track I discovered on a compilation blues album Playing the Blues. African-American R&B blues and soul singer Terry Evans was born in Vicksburg, Mississippi in 1937 and began singing in his local church choir as a young boy. He worked semi-professionally with an a cappella group called The Knights before moving to Los Angeles in 1960, where he began to play guitar and write songs for other musicians, including pop staples. So sit back for a short while and get ready for Terry with Too Many Cooks.
Red Kite Radio.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
For Tame, Haddenham and Never Winchendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Radio.
Walking down the levee with my head a hanging low, looking for my sweet mama. Lordy, she ain't here no more. That's why I'm crying. That's why I'm crying. I've got the Mississippi heavy water blue. Thank you.
shoes in my gallon, Mississippi, with the high water blue. That's what I'm crying. That's what I'm crying. I've got the Mississippi heavy water blue. I'm looking for a woman that ain't got no man. That's why I'm crying. That's why I'm crying. Got the Mississippi heavy water blue.
Was American singer, banjo player and guitarist Roscoe Holcomb with Mississippi Heavy Water Blues. Kentucky-born Roscoe was a prominent figure in the Appalachian folk music and was the inspiration for the term high lonesome sound that was used to describe bluegrass singing. His repertoire included old-time music, hymns, traditional and blues ballads. Holcomb was not recorded until 1958, and his career as a professional musician really took off during the folk revival of the 1960s. Okay, let's have an early one now from the one and only Sonny Boy Williamson II. Sonny was possibly one of the most highly respected, influential blues harp players of the 50s and 60s. A big name on the Chicago blues scene, he first recorded with Elmore James on the song Dust My Broom in the 40s, before he signed with the Trumpet label in 1951, where he recorded much of his popular early material, including Don't Start Me Talking, Help Me, and this one, Bring It On Home.
Baby. I got my load. Conduct the holler all aboard. Take my seat right way back. And watch this train move down the track. Good times I once have had. So got happy, my heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you.
best of the blues on Red Kite Radio.
It's the Breakaway Blues Show with Graham Andrews.
Many things I didn't know, and Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand, saying someday you'll understand, saying someday you understand. Time and tears went by, and I collected dust, for there were many things I didn't know. When Daddy went away, he said, try to be a man, and someday you'll understand.
From an album entitled Songs of Anarchy, Someday Never Comes, featuring a man named Billy Valentine on vocals. The album's an unusual mix of blues, country and gospel, and features tracks from a variety of artists, many of which I'd never heard before I bought the CD. The track is by a band named The Forest Rangers, a roots country, rock and blues outfit that were first known by appearing on a TV series called Sons of Anarchy, first broadcast in 2008. Well, I'm afraid it's time for me to say goodbye for another week, but before I do, I'm going to leave you with this one, a song from Chicago-born Angela Brown. Angela cut her teeth on the blues circuit in clubs in her hometown of Chicago. She's been living in Germany now for several years, but she does tour across Europe and visits the UK from time to time. So my last track tonight is from Angela's album, If I Hadn't Have Been High, Twang My Note. Voice of Chicago-born Miss Angela Brown there, winding up the show for this week. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the selection I put together. If there's anything particularly you would like to hear, just send an email to me, graham.andrews@redkiteradio.com, and I'll see what I can do. If I can find it, I'll play it. Well, you've been listening to the Breakaway Blues Show here on 107.2 Red Kite Radio for the last hour with me, Graham Andrews, and we're also online and on your smart speaker. I'll be back at the same time next Sunday with more from my collection, but until then, have a great week and take care. Oh, and before I forget, a happy new year, and always remember to keep the faith and feel the blues. And bye for now.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.